Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klaus Tama Gimel. We're learning Simon Tezayin. Called Dormer Shemavarach Malaria, Raya Oysom Besech Lamadem, Enem Avarach. So if he sees it a second time, he sees the Yam a second time. When we spoke out, even if he sees a different Yam a second within 38 days, a Horim, etc., he doesn't make a bracha. The bracha on the Melech is if he sees the same king, that same king twice within 30 days, he does not make a bracha the second time. But the bracha is on the cover of the melech. That's unique to that individual. So it's a different. If he sees a different king during that 30-day period, he would make a bracha. He spoke about regards to seeing a different Beis HaKvoris, seeing making a bracha about these individuals here. Arguably, you should be able to make a bracha on a different Beis HaKvoris. So we came. The Bir Halacha comes out that it's a machlokes, and therefore some brachas lahakol. And the meaning of the Sfaradim is to make a bracha and a different Beis HaKvoris toich lamadyan. Simon Yud Zayin. He moves away from the halachas of the brachas, and he talks about we've been talking about looking at different venues, etc. So a person sometimes will go and watch. He wants to watch different types of entertainment, which would be a circus, etc. Is that appropriate or inappropriate or not? So over here, in this Simon Reish Chaf Hei, which deals with the Birchas Ariya, so the Bach brings a quote from the Eshkol. Eshkol is one of the Rishonim. He shomer lecha leiros kenigiyos shel akum. You should not go see the kenigiyos. Kenigiyos were either referring to jousting on the horses, circus, the bullfights, even horse racing. It seems to be because they would do horse racing. They would hurt the animals. So and it's not only that it's any type you're going to watch them dancing or any type of celebration. If you see the goyim celebrating, you should be in pain that they're celebrating and Klai Yisrael is not. We're lacking the true celebration. Klai Yisrael should not be celebrating like the nations. Well, so the Gemara in Gittin in the first parak talks about the idea that we can't celebrate like them because we have an element of tsar. We're lacking the base of Mikdash. So even if we wouldn't have this Yisrael, but the whole thing is Moshe Vleitzim. Now, we're getting involved in what's acceptable entertainment and not acceptable entertainment. The Chayyadim is going to talk very strongly about against any type of entertainment. The person should be basically focusing on Avodas Hashem and Divrei Torah, or the person needs to be involved in Parnosa. So those are valid activities. But this idea of entertainment is something which he discourages very strongly. So Mavad, the sister of Altissima Chisil HaGil Ko'amim, there is the sister of Moshe Vleitzim. I'm not going to read through the whole piece. You can definitely invite to do so. But there's the idea from the Talz Rav in the Shmuz Shir Das from the Alta Talz Rav, Yosef Leib Bloch. The name of the Shmuz is Pales Ma'agal Raglecha. A person should measure, should weigh out the magal, the circle of his feet. So he says, what does it mean, the circle of his feet? A person has to travel in a certain amount of space he gives himself. So if a person would really want, he should really be in the Madrega, he would be holding the middle, just the Kodesh Baruch in the middle. But we don't live a life like that. We're not ready to live like that. So we need to expand our horizons. We need time for downtime for ourselves and for the entertainment and reading or whatever it is that we do, which we need to refresh ourselves. So that's acceptable. It's not Bittul Torah. But a person has to be aware that it shouldn't be done without a limit. It should be palesh. It should be oiske cheshmen. And you don't have to get measured down to the last moment. That's also a pressure which would make the person not functional. I have to work out. I'm able to spend 1 hour and 47 minutes and 23 seconds in other activities during the day. We're not holding my drink to do that. That would be stifling. But the person should understand, if I need 2 hours of downtime during the day to refresh myself and I spend 4 hours, that's Bittul Torah. And that's, I think, the approach would be relevant for us, a little bit less strongly than the Chayyadim's language, where he is stressing total immersion in the world of Torah and mitzvahs or parnasa, and no entertainment at all. That's not a Majigah which we're ready to reach. Okay, Mr. Hashem, we will start in the next year, the Lachas of Tfilas HaDerech. Meanwhile, have a good day.